In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. When you watch kids do their Christmas pageants, right? You've got the shepherds, which are in Luke, and you've got the wise men, which are in Matthew. But so that you have enough spots for all the kids, you put the two together, and you have the whole blessed menagerie right there in the stable. You've got your shepherds, which, I don't know, when I was in charge of children's pageants, those were the second grade boys. And you have your angels, which is every girl from kindergarten right on up through whatever. And you have your wise guys, as one kid once told me. Of course, his birthday's today, and so he always thought that he should be a wise man because his birthday was Epiphany. Anyway, you have those three, and inevitably, when they're lined up to come out and do their part of the pageant, the little decorated bejeweled box that's supposed to have their gift is not lined up with the rest of them. It never fails. But Christmas pageants come and Christmas pageants go, and the story is still told. And Christmas pageants come and Christmas pageants go, and we still tell the story of the baby born in the manger, and everybody doesn't, you know, God bless them, the grandparents and the parents and the aunts and the uncles and the friends out in the congregation, biological or church-wise, are like, oh, they're so cute. Oh, look at her little halo's cricket. Oh, it's so cute. The one year one of the angels fell asleep on my lap before we ever got started, and the kids got up for the first song, and the parents are going, where's Maggie? Where's Maggie? Oh, she's sleeping on Miss Christina's lap. Well, we better go save her. Here we go. The part that gets missed in the Christmas pageants when the kids are doing it is Herod. I don't know that I ever cast a kid as Herod in a Christmas pageant. For that matter, I never had an adult fill in as Herod either. You have the scripture reading from Matthew this morning, and it's after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the territory of Judea. During the rule of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem. Not Bethlehem, Jerusalem. And they asked, where is the newborn king of the Jews? We've seen his star in the east, and we've come to honor him. Three unassuming guys. Not necessarily three. We say there's three because there were the three gifts. It could have been five. It could have been two. It could have been ten. Who knows? But here they are, unassuming strangers to this land, and they show up, and they say, hey, we saw this star in the east, and we know what the scriptures say, and we know what the prophecy says, and we've come. And so where is he? Because we'd like to worship him, too, and we'd like to pay him homage. And King Herod, like so many other rulers, got nervous. And King Herod said, what do they mean, baby king? What do they mean, there's this newborn baby king of the Jews? What do you mean? And he gets all sickly sweet, and he says, well, come here and tell me more about this. Well, when did the star show up? And which direction was it going? And who did you say you were? And so he says to them, they tell him, and he says to them, ah, you go and find him, and when you find him, you come back and tell me so that I can honor him too. Something's wrong in Denmark here, people. So they went and they followed the star, and they found it and they followed it till it stopped over the place where he was, and they came in the house and they saw the baby with his mother, and they fell to his knees and they worshipped him, and they opened their treasure chest and they gave him the gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Gold and incense. And then they listened to that still small voice that came to them in the dream and said, don't you dare go back to Herod. Don't you dare go back to Herod. And they went home by a different route. Epiphany is always the 6th of January. I can't speak for the rest of you, but I know for me that's about the time that I'm done with my New Year's resolution. Okay, nope, I'm done. I've got leftover Christmas cookies. I'm not giving up sweets anymore. I've got leftover snacks from the New Year's Eve party. Yep, there goes that. Facebook Memories was telling me that 4 years ago this day, down in Metro Detroit, we got 10 inches of snow. Which means I'm not outside walking and working out and exercising. It's usually, this is about the time when I'm done with my New Year's resolution. And then I started working at Westminster, and I found out about Star Words, which apparently had been going on for a long time, but I didn't, it was not a Peter's bailiwick, my pastor. We didn't do it at Greenfield. Peter kind of zipped right through Epiphany to Baptism of the Lord so that he could get officer training done so we can install officers, so we could do Crossroads, which is a soup kitchen in Detroit, so that we could, there he goes, he's on vacation. Bye. He didn't dwell on Epiphany, and it wasn't until I started working at Westminster that I found out, hey, there's this whole series of Star Words that you can, wow, I can do that for a New Year's resolution. Have a word on a star to remind me of the word that chose me for the year. Have a word on a star that reminds me of the baby in the manger and the child with his mother that the wise men found. The wise still seek him. The foolish can't be bothered. We live in Michigan, which is in the northern hemisphere, and in January, we are in the darkest, coldest days of the year. It bugs me to no living end that it's not light until 8 o'clock in the morning, and then, oh, it's 5:30, well, time for the sun to go away. I wonder about people in the southern hemisphere who read this scripture, these scripture readings this time of year, who are in their summertime, so they have more daylight than darkness. But for me, in my experience, to read in the darkest days of the year, arise, shine, your light has come, the Lord's glory has shone upon you. The light in the darkness, the light that darkness cannot overcome. I think about Herod and the wise men with Herod. And I think about the Herods in our days, these days. I think about how many times God has used the still small voice and the dream saying, hey, don't you go down that route. Don't you touch that path. Yeah, he told you to come this way, but I'm telling you to go a different way. Who's your creator? I think about the number of times that I've listened to somebody other than God. I think about the number of times that's done nothing but show shadows in my life. I think about the number of times people told me to change who I was, and that I was too bubbly and too personable and too outgoing to be a minister. That I was too much of a people person. Looking back at it now, however many years later, I can see full well that that's the same as Herod saying, come back by here and tell me where he's at so that I can push those buttons. And, oh, by the way, Herod's the one that killed all the children under the age of 2 because he was that threatened. Am I following? I guess what it boils down to is, am I following where God is leading? Am I following the star to where he is? Or am I following some other light that's going to go out at some point? That question is also for you to ponder these days. Are you following the star that will lead you to where he is? Or are you following some other light that's going to go out at some point? The wise men had quite the thing to do. We know how long the journey from Jerusalem to Bethlehem is. We also know that they weren't in Bethlehem anymore. Joseph and Mary and Jesus had already fled. they'd already run to Egypt. So you've got the wise men, you know, they've come here and then they've gone up here and they've gone back there. That's why it took 3 years for them to find them. They'd already fled. Again, listening to that still small voice where Joseph heard the had the dream and it said, get them out of here. Get Mary and Jesus and get out of here. Flee to Egypt. Herod's coming to kill the kids. Are you following the star that'll show you where he is? Or are you following the other lights of this world? When we pass out star words, and it's almost a guarantee that you won't get the same word that you got last year because, well, those words aren't in here. I truly believe that your word picks you. And that it's meant to be that the word you get is the word you were supposed to get for the year. And that in some way it'll speak to you. In some way it will encourage you. In some way when you're least expecting it, it'll pop up. And go, oh, got it. That's what that is. For the wise men, it was following the star. For the wise men, it was following the star not only to where Jesus laid, but also from their homes to Jerusalem. For the wise men, it was following the star in the form of the voice in the dream saying, don't go back. For us, it's being reminded of who we are and whose we are. For us, it's remembering not only the child in the manger, but also the man on the cross. For us, it's remembering that we don't walk this way alone. That there is nothing that separates us from the love of God. There's not a thing that can do it. For us, it's remembering that the gifts we bring, while they may not be gold and frankincense and myrrh, are just as priceless as those things. When we bring our lives and our hearts and our dreams, when we go to God with the things that worry us the most, when we find that still small voice and listen to it, especially when it says, peace, be still. We have 59 days left of the year? Because it's not a leap year, right? So, yeah, 359. Each one of them is a new promise. Each day you wake up is a new promise that you are still needed in this world. Each one of them is a new promise that you are cared about and loved. Each one of them is that you have a purpose to fulfill. And that you are God's hands and feet and voice in this world. Sometimes that purpose is to reach out to the neighbor who's having a hard time seeing that they have a purpose and that they have, you know, that they are loved and that they are here for a reason. Sometimes the purpose is to reach out and go, yeah, your light's still shining. You'll be all right. Sometimes the purpose is to walk alongside and put the arm around the shoulders and say, it's okay. Yeah, this sucks, but it's okay. Follow the star to where he is. Keep your eyes on the star where he is. And maybe, just maybe, you'll find that light shining in yourself, because I know full well God is in your heart. Wise men still seek him. Wise women still seek him. Don't give up on that. Amen.